right, well, good morning.
I was working with Randy and emailing about visiting, you know, pastors for these two Sundays that we are without. And unfortunately, due to Labor Day weekend and also due to COVID, you know, pastors are not readily going out. So, last Sunday, May talked to, you know, me about having a time this week of, you know, prayer and blessing for the birthday stuff that Kaylee has collected. So it kind of came out of the idea that we could have an MCC Sunday. So that's kind of what today is, an MCC Sunday. Next week, I'll give you the heads up, Eloise will be up here. She's going to lead a guided discussion on, you know, a new pastor coming in. So I think she can very much speak from experience. So I'm looking forward to next Sunday and you know, what God has for us there. But this week is also a little bit of an interactive Sunday, too. I handed out some verses and asked people to read, so I will let you know when that'll be happening. MCC, Mennonite Central Committee, is a worldwide ministry of the Anabaptist churches, sharing God's love, compassion for all in the name of Christ by responding to basic human needs and working for peace and justice. MCC envisions communities worldwide in a right relationship with God, one another, and creation. So we're going to hear we're going to watch a couple videos, and then I'm going to also ask you to, if you have had the opportunity to volunteer with MCC, if you could share about the opportunities that you have had. The first video is a short 3-minute video. It celebrates MCC turned 100, so it just shows about how the work has started.
Years of American relief workers haunted their sleeping hours and woke them.
Mennonite Central Committee, MCC, began in response to the suffering happening in southern Russia in 1920. Millions were dying from war, epidemics, and starvation. Mennonites in Canada and the United States heard the call, and MCC was born.
Anabaptist groups came together because they felt called by Christ to do what was right.
And this is still the case today. MCC believes that to build a better world, we must start with peace.
We want to see communities reconciled to God, one another, and creation.
For 100 years, MCC has been meeting basic human needs and working for peace and justice in the name of Christ.
Responding to hundreds of disasters. Caring for displaced people.
Partnering with people to find smart solutions to difficult situations. Pioneering what today is known as fair trade. Starting MCC Thrift Shops.
Each of these grassroots movements took on a life of its own, growing larger and helping more people than we ever thought possible. Today, we work around the world, including Canada and the United States, supporting local partners as they discover innovative solutions for their contexts.
Through our advocacy work, MCC amplifies the voices of our partners.
We do all this in the name of Christ, and we can't do it without your support.
Your time, money, prayers and donations of basic items like comforters and relief kits have been the backbone of our work.
And that work is not finished. In many ways, it feels like it's just the beginning. Thank you for being part of the MCC story. Please join us on this journey as we follow God's call into our next century.
The second video we'll be watching will be about the supplies that Kaylee has collected for her birthday. It's about the relief kits that she's collected for this year.
This might just look like a bucket to you, but would you believe that what's inside offers comfort to people facing disaster and crisis around the world? Well, it's true. This is a relief kit, just one of many kits MCC sends overseas. A lot of work goes into getting the right supplies to the people who need them. And a lot of different people are involved in making this happen. MCC relies on volunteers to assemble kits. This means families, churches, school groups, or individuals. Once the kits are full, they're packed for shipping at a material resources center. Many people are involved in this part too. There's the truck driver that comes to pick up the kits, and staff and volunteers that help load kits into the truck. From there, the kits go to a port where they are loaded onto ships and sent across the world to someone in need. To places like Jordan, Ukraine, Iraq, and North Korea. We send high-quality items that can withstand harsh conditions. We listen to our partners to be sure we include the most useful items. This is one of the ways we show God's love to people whose lives have been disrupted by war and disaster. And it's a reminder they have not been forgotten. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you.
So, this is a bucket. I stopped at Harleysville on Tuesday, and Ruthie and Colt so very graciously helped me out here. Looking for some videos, but Jocelyn gave me a bucket, and we actually had two buckets here. They couldn't get them apart, so I'm not going to totally unpack it because they have a specific way, as with MCC, which Jen and I and our kids have learned, and they too, is there's a certain way they want it done, and for packing purposes and stuff, and so pretty much you guys can take a look at it after service and everything. But they, you know, very much what they need, so that'll be up here.
All right. Right now we'll be sharing some verses about helping one another. So I gave out index cards with verses on, and I can I'll read the verse, then you guys know when to read. And then there's a good news takeaway. I did a little bit of Googling this week and looking for some verses about helping one another, and I believe it was Country Magazine had this whole nice article on verses and takeaways, so I thought we'll share a few of those. Galatians 6:2.
Share each other's troubles and problems, and so obey our Lord's command.
The good news is no one does anything alone. You can help friends and family get through life's biggest and smallest obstacle, and they will do the same for you. Hebrews 13:6. 16, I'm sorry, yes, you're correct.
And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
The good news is one of the ways you can demonstrate your love for the Lord is to be compassionate and caring towards those you have encountered here on earth. Even small gestures can mean a great deal. John 15:12.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
The good news is Jesus loves us in an extraordinary, incredible way. It's up to you to take the love you receive from him and find ways to bring that love and goodwill into your community. Matthew 5:24.
Matthew 5:42.
I am not reading my numbers today. I better get my glasses on or something. Sorry, yep.
Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
The good news is it isn't always easy to be charitable. Sometimes you'd rather keep your money, your time, your energy to yourself. The verse is a gentle reminder to remain open-hearted, even when it can be difficult. And then Proverbs 19:17.
Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done.
The good news, in many ways, the mere act of being charitable is its own reward. But this verse notes being compassionate to people who are less fortunate is also something that God will reward. Romans 12:13.
Share with the Lord's people who are in need and practice hospitality.
The good news is the short and sweet of this verse doesn't need much explaining. God wants you to take the blessings that you have received and share them with others who you have encountered, especially those who are in need. Matthew 5:16.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
The good news, sometimes helping others is as simple as living an honest and faithful life. By living thoughtfully and honoring God with your words and actions, you can inspire someone to help themselves by doing the same. Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. The good news there is when you have the ability and the opportunity to help someone, it's important to do so. You can't solve all the world's problems, but you can be a positive force in the lives you encounter. And then Matthew 25:44-45, they also will answer, Lord, did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison, and did we not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you do not do for the one of the least of these, you did not do for me. The good news there is this verse is a stark reminder that God is everywhere. Sometimes it can be hard to sense his presence in an environment that we're not used to, or when you encounter a stranger in need. Keep your heart open and share his love with the world. That's the right thing to do. Luke 3:10-11.
What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same.
The good news is when life gives you extra blessings, whether it's food, clothing, money, or something else, the right thing to do is share those blessings however you can. Let Jesus guide you and show you how you can share with others. James 2:14-17.
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accomplished by action, is dead.
The good news is good intentions only go so far. To truly help others, you have to take action in some way. Similarly, Larry, you have to be active in your faith in order for it to be truly meaningful. Deuteronomy 15:11.
There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your brothers and towards the poor and the needy in your land.
The good news is there, which I'm not so sure if it's always good news, there will always be someone in need. As a person of faith, you have an obligation to God to help the people in your community who need a hand. So at this point in time, I thought we could spend a few minutes sharing stories about volunteering with MCC. I know May has had many years of volunteering with the thrift store in Norristown.
Sandra, I was listening to those verses, and every single one of them is a part of MCC's ministry.
Yep.
And pretty many of them, I would say at least 98% of them, pertain to our ministry at Crossroads in Norristown.
Yep.
It's just amazing how people will come to an area or to a spot where they know there is going to be helpfulness. And it's not going to be greedy helpfulness, it's going to be helpfulness with a mission and helpfulness with grace and with the caring and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of one of the instances. We had a volunteer from Puerto Rico, his name was Manuel, and of course he was Hispanic, and a lot of our customers at Crossroads were Hispanic. And one day he thought, well, why couldn't we just have a meal outside of the thrift store for anybody who wanted to help? So, of course, the logical person to do that was our mom. She made vegetable soup and chicken noodle soup, and we set up a table outside of the thrift store. We were on Main Street that time. And folks just came, and it was just a great day. It was kind of cold and a little bit unusual, and of course we had to get a bit of permission from the borough to serve food on the street, but it was just a wonderful way of inviting people to the store, but also giving them something wonderful to remember and something good to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were hundreds of other experiences like that through the years that Crossroads was able to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Angelica was one of those volunteers, yeah, that sort of kind of came at it with her unique ideas, and we had some very good experiences there with the store.
Awesome. Good.
I only had one opportunity to go to MRC for the meat canner.
Yeah.
And I just was amazed at the process. They are so very organized. I don't even know the number anymore, thousands and thousands and thousands of cans of meat that they were going to send out to wherever it would be needed. And I was really impressed with their very simple motto, in the name of Christ. So
yeah.
You know, they do everything that they do in the name of Christ.
Yeah, kind of the same experience is limited in this situation. How the process looks to get back, how it's doing, how they can be and stuff, and how everything is just an organized line of.
Exactly. Eloise?
Well, just remind us of the other side. I believe Brenda went with, did she go with MCC?
Yeah.
Yeah, so MCC also sends people. In fact, they say they send people, not money. And it's because people have an influence that money can't have, especially an influence for Christ. So spent a year, I believe, in the Philippines. And I happened to be in Nepal for another reason and ended up in an MCC office there up in Kathmandu, about as far away as you can get from here as possible. And there was an MCC office and several volunteers working there. And you walked in, you really thought you were here. It was so connected to all the MCC culture and faith, and all the, you know, things on the walls were clearly MCC. And it was out there.
Out there. Yeah. And I think of all the trips that May organized, and our kids got to go out to Ephrata to the center out there and packaging, and you know, Leon, and the one thing, and I don't remember which, if it was, I think it was probably the influence of all of our kids that were, the one time we were there, we didn't finish a project, and they were, I remember, they were disappointed, because in their minds, like, we didn't finish what we were supposed to do, but, you know, the work is never done. Yeah, there's always more work to do.
I was always amazed at how much when I went out to Ephrata, and even at the one in Huntersville now, that it was, they used every nothing was wasted. Nothing.
Absolutely.
I mean, whatever they we would have said, nah, that's trash. They took it and used everything up, so there was nothing left. The system was amazing how they could use everything they had.
My kids continue to do that at work and in their offices, and Beatrice now manages chemical compliance in a Johnson & Johnson lab, and she's like, no, we can't throw that out. It's got to be done right. We can't, you know, she's because of Leon and MCC and those trips. My kids would have had that mindset anyway, but they saw it done in real life and were part of it as young kids, and it's really followed through with them and their.
Good girl, good girl, yeah.
And it would be a wonderful opportunity to just go to the Resource Center here in Martinsville to see what their warehouse recycles and continues to do. They collect cardboard, they collect clothing, they collect odds and ends of just things that people would throw away. Most of the time, they take handicap equipment and find a place for that at Johnny and Friends, and
yeah.
It's just an amazing organized opportunity to be able to see how well organization can work in terms of helping people.
Yeah, they do have plenty of volunteer opportunities right here in Harleysville. I Ruth Ann had handed me a pamphlet on as I was leaving, and I was looking through it, and I'm not sure if they're still doing it or not, but they do have some evening. They did have some evenings, so if there is definitely interest, by special appointment. So if there's interest, maybe sometime we as a congregation can spend an evening there volunteering, and make that part of our circle of supporting MCC. But one of the things Ruth Ann did give me. Projects, MCC has done a comforter blitz, this one actually is a Christmas one. Normally, if they get like Christmas material, they save them and they actually take them down to Philadelphia and give them out at churches down there rather than shipping them overseas. But they did. The number was over 9,000 comforters that have been distributed over the course of time. I'm not sure if that was a year or if that was, but that was a number that Ruth Ann was pretty proud of the work they've done. So, but this one will go to Philadelphia, and most of them will be sent overseas. They'll be packed and sent overseas to areas in need.
And another thing that our church is very helpful with is the grocery bags.
Yes.
They go overseas.
Right.
That's also a project.
Yeah, I told Jeff, I said if we were thinking ahead and if we were
organized enough to do it, maybe we could have gotten a comforter and put some knots in it ourselves, but we weren't sure if that was such a good idea, since I'm not a good sewer and we need somebody with a lot of skills to do that. So maybe that's something we can eventually do at some point in time too.
We don't have to knot, we can cut it square.
Yeah. Yeah, so sure, yeah. But yeah, there's lots of work that can be done right here in Harleysville to help with MCC. So Kaylee turned 16 this week. And she chose to do something. So Matthew West, singer-songwriter Matthew West, sings a song called Do Something. So Jeff is going to play that right now, if you can pull it up.